The latest public comment period on the Interstate 81 project in downtown Syracuse concludes on Tuesday. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on where transportation planners are in the process.
Another study. Another round of public comments. It may seem like the decision-making process on the future of the elevated Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse will never end. An end is in sight, even if it's still far off. Transportation Department spokesman Bo Duffy says they hope to make a decision on whether to rebuild the viaduct, divert it around the city, or tunnel it underground in 18 months to 2 years. In the meantime, transportation planners will take the more than 500 public comments they've received in recent weeks and incorporate them into an environmental impact statement.
You know, they run the gamut, you know, people expressing support for one idea or another, or making suggestions about things that need to be considered.
Duffy says they take all comments and alternative suggestions seriously and weigh them against the project goals. The final report should be done around the end of the year, Duffy said. Then it'll be time for more public meetings and comments. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.